Beyond the Headline with Aldrin Sampier on SAFM, weekdays 3 to 6 p.m.
And still staying on the energy conversation, the Health and Allied Workers Union Indaba Trade Union and 18 co-applicants, including political parties and civil society organizations, have headed to the courts to force the state to prioritize schools and hospitals and exempt them from load shedding. The coalition argued in court yesterday that while it's not fighting for an end to load shedding, it wants the public hospitals, schools, as well as police stations and small businesses to avoid humanitarian crisis, or rather that they should be exempted from load shedding. Through their lawyer, Tembega Ngukaitobi, advocate, they also argued that government is violating human rights because it knew Eskom would run out of reserves in 2007 and did nothing about it. We are now joined on the line by Rich Siklina, who is the president of the Health and Allied Workers Indaba Trade Union. Rich, good afternoon, and thank you so much for making time for us. Do you think it's possible to exempt all of these industries?
Good afternoon to you, Adrian, and your team in studio, as well as the listeners of SAFM. Listen, when you look at it, even though we are saying as Health and Allied Workers in the Trade Union exempt all public, all hospitals, all clinics, in particular all healthcare facilities, exempt all of them from load shedding. So in a nutshell, when you are rounding it to the nearest truth, we are saying put an end, put this load shedding to an end. So now the question is it possible now to do that? If the only possible way of doing it is if you say now load shedding stops here. Because when you look at it, I was even asking my, we were speaking about it yesterday, to say how then do you make sure that when you exempt Chris Hani Baragwanath Hospital, for example, or Prince Imsieni Emlazi, how do you then make sure that Umlazi, the township, does get load shedded, but that hospital within the township is not going to be load shedded? It's those technicalities. Of which, if government is going to do that, ultimately we have to say load shedding has come to an end. Actually, that's the ultimate goal.
So the ultimate goal is to get there, but seemingly as it stands now, we've been told that it could be another 18 months of load shedding. Over the past weekend, we saw that it is possible to not be load shedded, but we don't know how long that would be sustained for.
That's exactly what we were saying, because even though people, all myself included, and us, we try to say, look at what actually happened now before the before the total shutdown that was organized by EFF and other organizations. So, like, we had about 4 days of massive electricity, and we forgot about load shedding. But then the question is, yes, 4 days is something else, but can we go a month without load shedding? When you look, listen into the reason behind this load shedding, when we have power stations that needs to be saved. We have the issue of coal. We have the issue of being sabotaged. Or I'll take it a step further and say the issue here is to make sure Eskom is dysfunctional so that it can be privatized. What if those who are owning means of production and they are adamant that they are going to privatize Eskom and they are resilient in their approach and saying we are not going to end this load shedding until the community, the one that is like for ourselves, as we are crying that persons are dying in our facilities, and there are so many things that are wrong things that are happening in our line of duty in relation to load shedding, that the lack of diesel thereof, water outages at some point, and those who want to privatize Eskom are watching. They are actually saying this is exactly what we wanted. We wanted them to cry foul until they are actually calling for privatization of Eskom if government is failing. Mm. So this court case is actually going to give us a clear idea: is our government prepared to end load shedding in South Africa or not?
Well, the government, of course, and the ANC has denied that Eskom would be privatized. There is an energy minister that has been appointed now. Do you have any confidence in the energy minister that he'll be able to deal with this crisis?
If If in reality we can follow what ANC is saying, as long as they are saying no, even though we can't trust ANC people because they've been lying ever since they existed. So when we look at it to say, let's get entertained that and say it's true, it's not going to privatize and no one is gunning for privatization of Eskom. Then when you listen to the energy minister, more especially now that we are in a state of disaster, hopefully that state of disaster is not opened to be a ground for corruption and stuff like that. But when you are listening to the guy, when you are listening to the minister of electricity, he looks like, he seems like somebody who actually understands what is actually happening there. The question will be to say, is he not going to be sabotaged? Is he going to be allowed to sit down with the board of Eskom and actually say this, power station that needs to be serviced, and actually direct that money where it's supposed to be, not that at the end of this state of disaster we'll still complain and the minister will actually come and say I was sabotaged. If there won't be any form of sabotage or any form to set him for failure, when you're listening to him, we have something there.
Okay, thank you so much for your time. Rich Sitlini is the president of the Health and Allied Workers Indaba Trade Union.